Episode 696, Think Victory.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. Ladies, I pray that you are having a glorious week. I hope that things are really somewhat calm, and maybe you're getting a taste of some beautiful winter weather. I know we had our first snowfall. It's gorgeous. But then today, guess what happened? 50 degrees and it's all melted. I'm sure we'll get more, but you know, think victory. We all experience things in life that are unexpected. As hard as you try to think victory, it's easier to proclaim the discouragement, the overwhelm, and the cries of, why is this happening to me? The holidays seem to arouse emotions and feelings that pierce the heart deeper. What is it about that? You know, we have all of these gatherings, whether it's the gatherings and the Christmas celebrations or the school events that we go to, or the special celebrations at church or the synagogue, wherever you go to worship. And then it's like at a blink of an eye, you're watching a commercial on TV and you're crying and you're thinking, what is this? Well, the holidays seem to do that to us. It brings out deeper emotions and feelings. And that doesn't give us, though, the excuse to stay in those states. Maybe you're going through a tough time. You might be dealing with a loss. Unfortunately, in the South, there are families tormented by tornadoes and wildfires, some costing lives. I want you to know right now that we are praying with you and asking God to comfort you and give you peace and endurance during this very difficult time. Maybe your outlook is grim. There's little hope in your business or you getting that job promotion you were waiting for. Maybe there's a health issue, a scare you are dealing with. And it's not those pesky 5 pounds that you want to lose every new year. Well, we've got them. It'd be nice if we could lose it right where we wanted to, correct? But it doesn't work that way. It's much greater than that. You're losing sleep over it. You're having a hard time functioning, just doing your daily responsibilities. It's in these difficult times where we need to turn to God for His love, hope, and grace. God's there. But it's usually in these difficult times that we think He's run away from us. Actually, it's usually the other way around. We've run from Him because we're mad. We think that He has caused this. He has put us and made us the victim. I want you to think victory. As much as we don't understand what is happening, God knows. He is prepared for what catches you off guard. He is ready to love and comfort you, to cheer you up when times get rough. Jeremiah 29:11 says this, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future." Christ declares that for you. And I guarantee you, the plans He has for you are much bigger than what you could even dream of. You are not lacking anything when you have the Lord fighting your battles. You're not alone. I know it feels so lonely when you're going through difficult times. For me, it was terrible when it was that one sentence that rocked my world. It destroyed everything. I've fallen out of love. I didn't think I could go on. But you know what? As short of a time that I wrestled with that, and I made it short by choice. By choice, I decided. Why? Because I thought victory. I knew that God did not abandon me, even though for a few moments, yes, of course I felt like He did. And yes, we had conversations, and I told Him I was mad, and I was angry, and why could this happen to me? You are not lacking anything, though, when you have the Lord fighting your battles. Declare today a brand new day, a day for God to work in your life. Pray that He will direct your steps and orchestrate His master plan. Sometimes we like to be in control of everything, ladies. And I'm here to tell you that's the worst thing we could do for ourselves. We think we know. We think we know what's best for all of us, for the kids, for the hubby, for even ourselves. But God's got a bigger master plan. Let him show you his master plan. Don't wait until New Year's. Make the start of your new year right now. The celebration of the holidays. For me specifically, it's Christmas. The birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. Nothing can be more fresh than starting now. We don't have to wait to the end of the month to celebrate into 2017. Begin today. Declare today a brand new day, a day for God to work in your life. Did you know God has dreams for you in your life? And he has dreams that are much bigger and better than you can even imagine. I mean, can you imagine standing up in front of millions of people and God orchestrating all of that? And he could actually pick you out and say, Suzanne, this one is for you. Crystal, this one is for you. Sherry, this one is for you. God has bigger plans for you. Stop trying to control not only yourself, but the days, the nights, and your year. I know we begin to think about all the goals that we want to accomplish and maybe what we didn't accomplish. And we begin to, you know, put ourselves down. And when the weather gets yucky out there, I mean, I love first snowfalls. My children and I and my hubby and even the puppy dog, we were so excited. We were like, yes, fresh snow. To blanket, to cover the white. It was like, what? A new start. A new day. Make today your brand new day. Walk by faith, trusting God will carry you. Never settle for what you see. Expect the unexpected, for God always over-delivers. Let that sink in for a moment. Walk by faith, trusting God will carry you. Remember, he is fighting your battles. He was there before you even showed up. Never settle for what you see. We could be blinded by our own thoughts, our mortal ideas, our earthly thoughts, but God's, it's infinite. Expect the unexpected, for God always over-delivers. Think about it. He sent his precious son to go and walk on this earth as we do now. Why? So he could feel and understand what we go through. He already did. But then on top of that, he gave us salvation through his son. That leaves me speechless. God always over-delivers. Start thinking from God's point of view. Think big. Think breakthrough. Think victory. One step at a time leads to your miles of greatness. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.